adrenaline surge, and his heart began to beat almost painfully in time with the car's clicker. But even Olivier had stage fright, he reminded himself as he carefully turned onto East 43rd Street. Jack Dempsey, Elvis Presley, all men felt fear. The distinction of great and worthy men like himself was the ability to manage it, to act despite it breathing down their neck. By the time he tucked the Merc into a parking spot in front of a Carvel ice cream truck half a block farther east, he felt somewhat better. To ground himself completely, he patiently watched the hardtop hum into place over his head, precise, symmetrical, a glorious harmony of moving parts. By the time it locked itself down, his fear was still there, but he knew he could man it now. "Move it, Mr. Berger," he thought. "Now or never." He lifted the heavy laptop bag from the passenger seat well and opened the door. Now it was. 2. Under the grand Beaux-Arts arched portico and through the revolving door of the library, Berger immediately noticed that the steely-eyed ex-cop who usually worked the front hall on Saturdays wasn't there. Instead, there was a young summer hire slouch in an ill-fitting blazer.